This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working out on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. You can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, and Getter the same way. That's G-E-T-T-R, the new website, Getter. And don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America, as well as you can listen to our show on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. If you can't get it anywhere else, the stream to the radio show is playing right now on thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us from the undergroundusa.com website, up there in the panhandle of Florida, is the one and only Frank Salvato. You are there. You are there. And by the way, there's a whole bunch of people over in a hotel. It's not a motel, it's a hotel. Next to us from Chicago, I saw them coming in yesterday after the game with their Chicago Bears stuff on, and I don't think they were very happy.
I'm gonna say with a giant M-E-H, meh, because until these athletes stop taking knees and promoting Black Lives Matter, I'm boycotting all sports.
Well, fortunately, didn't see that at the Bucks game because they laid down their little rule because the veterans got to them early on. Yeah.
Good.
But not good. Not all the other teams, unfortunately. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to start the road with a bang here because yesterday on Fox News Sunday, Senator Tim Scott got on there and was warning everybody that President Joe Biden's Build Back Better plan is going to kill the goose that laid the golden eggs and wreck the nation's economic system. Boy, is it.
Yeah, it is. And I believe not only is he right, he's starting to spotlight an ulterior motive being used by the left in this country to align with the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset, which is all slated to attack our independent sovereign economic system to make it subservient to an economic system that's run by globalists out of Davos. And the model that they want to use, and this is not me saying it, go over to the World Economic Forum's website and read about the Great Reset. They're very transparent and overt about this.
Mm-hmm.
They want to use a stakeholder capitalist model and read, you know, that's the Chinese communist capitalist hybrid model where central planning runs everything.
Yep.
And it's the most disastrous and crippling economic model to free market capitalism that there is. It puts government in association with big corporations in control of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I can't urge people enough to learn about cryptocurrencies enough right now to move away from the centralized kind of economic system that we have. They're going to digitize the dollar. When they digitize the dollar, that's going to give the central planners in Washington, D.C., the Treasury Department and the Fed,
mm-hmm.
the ability to be able to shut off your money if you don't toe the line. So this is very serious. Everybody must learn about the Great Reset, and you've got to push back as hard as you can. If they succeed in this, you are going to be kneeling at the altar of government from that point forward.
Yeah, and something else that people need to understand is we were energy self-sufficient under Donald Trump. The price of gasoline in my backyard on January the 20th of this year was $1.89 a gallon at the pump. Within a week, it was over $2 a gallon. Right now, yesterday, I found it at the Sam's Club for $3.09 a gallon, but the regular price in most places was $3.25, $3.27, $3.29. Some of it was even as high as $3.39 a gallon. So we get this little nosebleed, if you will, in the Sudan, where the military had a coup and took the prime minister out of office and arrested him. And all of a sudden, here goes oil up $1.26 a barrel, West Texas crude, and we don't have anything to do with them. So it's up to $83.76. Brent crude goes up 92 cents a barrel to $85.53. The futures on oil are now standing at $96 a barrel. Remember, the magic number here is $100 a barrel. And who have we made happy? Iran.
Yeah, and this is all because of the policies of this administration.
Right.
All of it. You know, you are absolutely right. We were energy self-sufficient. This little skirmish in Sudan wouldn't have made a drop in the bucket a year ago.
Yep.
We were exporting energy. That's how natural resource rich we are in the United States. This is a political bleed that we have.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Don't forget, it's all about we the people here on this program. Proud to say it. Okay, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will certainly do that. And before we get back to Frank Silvato, I got to tell you about my friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. How do I know that? Well, because they got people coming from all over the country to find out. Now, it's not just about the people in the local Tampa Bay area. People come down here from the Panhandle, from South Georgia, from all over Florida, as well as Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, into the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, to buy a vehicle. Now, they've got certified pre-owns, which you can get a tremendous deal on, especially the ones that have been out on lease. Okay, you can get some tremendous opportunities there and get yourself a complete warranty and all that. And don't forget Moss Care, that gives you many miles of carefree motoring with free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, trade-ins right now, folks, are worth 25% more than they were 6 months ago. So you just might have a bonanza in the vehicle that you're driving. You can check with them and see what they'll give you for your vehicle. Sell it outright or trade it in and get more money than what you thought you were going to get. A lot of people have been doing that lately. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great deals on their vehicles. Remember, the motto at Moss Nissan is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And while you're there, check out the all-new Rogue. You're going to love it. The hottest SUV in the market. Many changes made to the Rogue this year. Now, they have Nissan locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and coming soon to Brooksville. Online, Find them at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, when you walk in the door, if you're seriously interested in buying a vehicle, that gets you a $500 discount on your vehicle. All right, Mr. Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Welcome back.
Mr. Captain.
Before we mention a little bit more about oil, I want to mention who it's killing right now, besides the individual and person. It's the independent owner-operator and the professional drivers, the taxi drivers that have this 50-50 revenue split where they got to put money into the gas and this, that, and the other. And what used to cost them maybe $20 or $30 or $40 tops is now double that, if not more than that.
Yeah, let's throw in there the new genre, the gig drivers. And anybody who drives for a living is taking it in the shorts.
Yep.
You know, with the oil prices. And add to that, when you're talking about the independent operators, all of the different regulations that have been popping up since Biden took office, it's a question about does this industry survive? I think it's forcing, they really want to force people into the unionization of everything. You know, so it's being independent is not, they don't want you to be independent. They want you to be controlled by an entity that they control.
Union.
And I want people to get very, very familiar with the term central planning, because that's what they're doing. They want everything controlled by the federal government via regulation.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be able to control how everybody moves as they navigate their lives and their daily, everything daily. It's very dangerous, and the states have to claw back power. They have to do it. The governors, you must start using nullification. You know, you were talking about the oil prices.
Yeah.
And how knee-jerk Wall Street is. We have a skirmish in Sudan, and Wall Street gets fickle and starts to buckle. We really have to stop using Wall Street as an economic indicator about the wealth of the health of our economy here in the United States. It hasn't been that way for a very long time. You know, we saw things happen in every administration since the Clintons. You know, somebody sneezes over in Switzerland and Wall Street takes a knee. Well, that has nothing to do with Main Street USA. It has everything to do with Wall Street and the way that multinationals are connected globally, read globalist,
mm-hmm.
You know. So we have to suffer here because something happens in Sudan? Doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And people really have to start, you know, I mentioned before cryptocurrency in the first segment. People, please educate yourself on this, because decentralized economics is going to be our saving grace when it hits the fan.
Yep. Now, here's the other thing. When you take into consideration what's going on here with how things react and all that stuff, people still don't realize what's about to happen to the prices of goods and service. There is so much money that's involved in the cost of fuel and the cost of transportation and getting things from point A to point B, that unless you do it on a bicycle where you don't actually have any cost other than a kid riding a bike, it's not going to happen. It's going to cost you a fortune to buy some of the items that you're getting right now.
And that's why you're seeing, you know, you're walking into grocery stores in the United States of America
mm-hmm.
and seeing empty shelves.
Yep.
You know, when you're talking about the supply chain, and you have to be talking about fuel, and you have to be talking about truckers, and you have to be talking about the railways and air freight and cargo ships, you know, that gallon of milk, a trucker brings that.
Yep.
Those dried goods that are on the shelf, those canned goods, truckers bring that. You know, rail cars bring these things. When you talk about things going to the sub-market, cattle,
mm-hmm.
oil, everything, it all depends on transportation. And when your cost of fueling that transportation is going up, you pay for it at the cash register. So all of these policies that the Biden administration is putting into place that raise the cost of oil, of the fuel that moves our transportation, that makes the supply chain lumber instead of fly, you're all going to pay for it in the end.
Yeah. First of all, good morning to George the Godfather. Good morning to Jeff down in Sarasota. And we just got an email here, message to the show from Fred down in Fort Lauderdale. He said, your guest is right. This is soft fascism, where good little corporations like big airlines and big pharma and big media and big medical do the work for big government.
Yeah, when you get into read liberal fascism, read American Marxism, you'll get the explanation about why this, I keep calling this administration a fascist administration. It's because they're textbook. This is something Mussolini would have congratulated the United States on, just as he congratulated all of the administrations between Wilson and Roosevelt for their fascism. When big corporations partner with big government to affect regulatory power via the private sector, that's what's happening. And that's exactly what's happening today. So while they want to call it democratic socialism, which the Nazis were, by the way, which was fairly fascist after it got finished being national socialism, you saw what happened with the central planning and the centralization of government, the all-powerful government. That's what we have now. I'm telling you, Matt, the saving grace for this country at this point in time, it's going to be our governors. Mm-hmm. They need to embrace nullification. If they embrace nullification for federal law that's unconstitutional and overreaching, we could save this country. We just got to figure out how to keep the federal government from affecting pain in the states. And that may mean rerouting how we remit federal income tax.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with you on that one. Now, the National School Boards Association apologized for their letter to the DOJ calling for the investigation of parents as domestic terrorists. Too little, too late?
When you get in the minutiae of this story, there's an acting executive director and a president that didn't even inform the board of that organization that they were sending the letter. That to me sounds like something that is not only unauthorized, but tantamount to a hostile takeover of that organization.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give the board of that association grace on this. Those two people, the president and executive director, should be fired immediately.
All righty, my friend. We'll talk to you on Friday. I've got a special guest coming up here, and I look forward to talking to you then.
Stay low.
All right. Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. By the way, stay tuned for Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg. He'll be right with us. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A La Nina storm system has drenched Northern California and parts of the Pacific Northwest with heavy rains overnight. Some flooding and mudslides are being reported in parts of California. It also caused widespread power outages in California and Washington State. Just under 150,000 homes in California and 64,000 homes in Washington State were without power this morning. The Canadian Coast Guard has reported a fire spewing toxic gas from a container ship has been stabilized and that it planned to deploy firefighters to the vessel to quell the rest of the blaze this morning. The fire had been burning since Saturday night on the Zim Kingston. It's anchored off the city of Victoria in British Columbia, northwest of Seattle, Washington. According to Radio Canada, 40 containers were lost into the Pacific Ocean during the incident. Baseball's World Series is set. Game 1 for the Atlanta Braves versus the Houston Astros is Tuesday evening on Fox. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Mark Walters, Armed America Radio. You heard him last night on many of these same stations all across the country, the Monster Cast. And you can catch his daily digest here, too, probably 4 o'clock in most cases, but check your local listings and for time of the playing. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Of course, Relief Factor is something that I take on a regular basis. To find out more and to take advantage of the $19.95 3-week quick start, about $1 a day, to see if they can get you out of pain, go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain. And see if you can get out of pain like they did me, plus the swelling that I had, too, the inflammation. All right. Well, joining us right now, General Keith Kellogg, and he's written a book, and here we go. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And, folks, I'm talking to General Keith Kellogg. His highly anticipated book is now out, War by Other Means. You can get it, I would assume, at most of the bookstores around and other places, too. Is that right, sir?
Yeah, you can. Yes, you can. That's true.
All right. Now, COVID, we had Operation Warp Speed. We had the military get involved in that. They expedited things along, which was tremendous. And, again, kudos to the military for getting the job done, because without them, we would not be sitting where we are today.
Yeah, you know, we actually divided Warp Speed into two parts. One was the vaccine part. That was under Slowey, Dr. Slowey, who basically, we developed, 3 vaccines in record time, historically record time. And when people, here's something as a data point. Today in the world, there's really only 6 vaccines. 3 of them are One's a Brit, one called AstraZeneca. The fifth one is called Sinovac, which is the Chinese, which nobody wants. And the sixth one is called Sputnik, which that is the Russian vaccine nobody wants. Three of the four vaccines are made by the United States in under a year, which is record time. And both the Pfizer and the Moderna and the J&J vaccines, it's incredible. The second part of it, we put the distribution under a guy named Gus Perna, who was an Army four-star, came out of the Army Materiel Command, mm-hmm. and he developed a distribution plan, which was really pretty darn good. He developed a software program called Tiberius. We got it out there down the zip code level. So when people say, well, we need to put the military in charge, we did. Gus was in charge of the distribution. And on Inauguration Day this year of 2021, we shot 1 million people that day. So we had both the medical side with Moncef Slaoui doing well and the distribution side under Gus Perna. And we combined them. And I think Operation Warp Speed will go down when the history is written. Is a pretty darn good thing. And by the way, that was driven almost exclusively by Donald Trump because he understood business, he understood distribution, and we also operated in what we affectionately call Trump time, which mm-hmm. means when the mission, you had to get it done the day before yesterday.
Mm. General Kellogg, I want to talk a little bit about North Korea and Russia. Let's start with North Korea first. I know Kim is sitting over there trying to get more beans and potatoes and rice and maybe a few steaks along the way, fires a missile up in the air every now and then, goes, oh, look at me, big North Korea. What's going on there?
Well, Jack, what you said. It's a cry for attention. And we learned that early on because actually it was one night, late at night, that I got a call from President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, what's with the guy shooting rockets? And, you know, Rocket Man. I said, who's Rocket Man? And he said, you know, that guy in Korea. I go, oh, yeah. That was her. It's a cry for help. And he said what he's trying to do, he's trying to reach out and use his missiles as a way of gaining attention. So we went through that whole process. In fact, we had the two summits, the one in Singapore and one in Hanoi. The one in Singapore went really well, Hanoi not so well. Then the president went to South Korea, crossed over to North Korea, and he established a decent relationship with him, Kim, and he didn't shoot any missiles or continue his nuclear program while we were there. And when he shot a missile recently, he was sending a note to Biden that, hey, I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
And Biden hasn't reached out to him. One thing that Trump did, he believed very heavily in personal engagement. He said, as long as I'm talking to people, they're not shooting at us.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be relatively effective. And I think it would have been. I think we would have had a good somehow peace workings with North Korea if we had had a second term because he had established this personal relationship and he was trying to convince Kim to go the economic route, not the military mm-hmm. route.
And this leads me now to Russia. You know, Russia's been the big bad boy in the Ukraine and whatnot, and we sit here and we wonder what's going on in that region of the world, the old Slavic countries. What do you think, Russia's going to do any more advancement over there?
Now, you know, I tell people, look, they've got nuclear weapons, so they're an existential threat to the amount of nukes they have. But when it comes right down to it, Russia's really Belgium with missiles. And because they're not economically that strong, the Germans are not going to be that strong or getting stronger because 80% of the natural gas that goes into Germany and areas around it are going to come out of Russia now because they completed the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which will bypass Ukraine and everything else. But the country I'm really worried about, Matt, is China because
yeah.
China really developing not only economically but militarily and diplomatically as well. And they're going to be the threat for the future. You know, when you look at Russia, they're actually surrounded by the NATO alliance, which is fairly strong right now, thank you to a lot of contributions they finally started putting in there, thanks to President Trump browbeating. But the real threat I think the United States faces is the Pacific threat with China, and it looks a lot like what Japan did in the late 1930s and 1940s and the way they expanded, especially into the South China Sea.
Well, you and I both know that there's a lot of money that's coming to the United States from China, and I'll just mention this. The Bidens apparently have gotten at least $1 billion in counting, and to me, that's the way you buy a politician. I don't know about the military. I think the military's kept their hands out of this, but we've really got to take a long look at China and eliminate their influence in our part of the hemisphere because they're up to absolutely no good.
Yeah, that's a classic understatement. Yeah, they are, and we need to be aware of that. They're playing the long game. They've been around a lot longer than we have. You know, when we talk about a 250-plus-year history, they just kind of laugh at us. You know, they go, you know, their history goes back to the Han Dynasty of 250 B.C. So, you know, they play the long game, and we better recognize that and understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And everything they're doing over there is a threat to us.
And finally, General, January 6th, we all know what happened. We all saw what happened. I know some of the people that were up there that went up there from Florida. They stood on the outside. They watched what was going on. They keep talking about these people that were dressed in black that were inside the Capitol building and opened the doors. Now, the only people I know that were wearing black on a regular basis was a group called Antifa. Do you have any intelligence on that to tell my audience?
Yeah. No, but, you know, 6th January to me wasn't an insurrection. It was a riot gone bad. And what I mean by a riot gone bad, if you can't control, my experience in the military, when we used to do what were called garden plot exercises, which is mob control, riot control, if you let a mob get out of control, then you've got a major problem. And that's what you just had, a riot and a mob go out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Which, tremendously unfortunate, and it sure as heck was not an insurrection. Not when you got guys like the shaman who looks like Chewbacca from Star Wars running around.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that this is even Condoleezza Rice, the former national security advisor to George Bush, made the comment, I think it was yesterday, said, come on, we've got to move on. And we do.
Yep.
And okay, here's what I remind everybody. I was with President Trump from 2015-16 on, and I went to all his rallies. Everything we had, we never had a single disturbance at one of our rallies.
No
person. So I said, you know, okay, this was a one-off. That day was a pretty quiet day in the sense that I drove in the White House that day. Everything was relatively quiet. Nobody was excited. Nobody in body armor. And then it got out of control, and now everybody's treating a lot different than I think it really was.
Mm-hmm. I sat at some of Donald Trump's rallies down here with military groups. The president would come up and wave at us and point to us and all that. That made us really feel great. I've also been at a number of his rallies where we broadcasted my radio show from there, and that was even a greater honor and a privilege. And I've even interviewed him when he was running, when he was a candidate. I never got to him as president, although I've had a standing request in to have him come on the program, and I said, we'll call you whatever you want us, we'll call you. But anyway, President Trump, the people down here, sir, love him. And if you see him or if you talk to him, you tell him that his Trump army is alive and well.
And I just talked to him the other night, two nights ago, and I will see him. I'll actually see him in a week and a half. I'm going down to Mar-a-Lago for an event, and I'll make sure he knows that and make sure he knows about you as well.
Thank you very much, General Kellogg, and I appreciate the fact that you took the time out of your busy schedule to come on our program, the Captain's America Third Watch, and welcome home. That's the Vietnam tradition, and I did not know you and I were in almost the same place at the same time in 1968.
Yeah, well, Matt, thanks very much, and thanks for mentioning the book. I think it tells a real story about the what we did with the Trump administration.
Amen. God bless America, sir.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And I'll tell you what, General Keith Kellogg, I have the utmost respect for him. The book, War by Other Means, A General in the Trump White House, War by Other Means, we'll get you the book. I've got a copy of it. I've started to read it already. And it's just fascinating, the things he talks about, the details about the development of Trump's Afghanistan plan, the critique of Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster and General Mark Milley, what happened in the White House as the events of January the 6th unfolded, Trump's COVID-19 response, and more. It's an unbelievable book, and I'm telling you, I can't wait to finish it. And it's something you should check, too, if you're really into wanting to know what the heck went on the last 4 years under Donald Trump. The General tells it like it is. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Need to know. The Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And Patrick Hyland is going to be with us, the Sports Zone quarterback. And here's more about him.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, is with us right now. Good morning, Mr. Quarterback.
Good morning, Captain. Beautiful Monday morning across the country, pretty much.
And, if you're a duck and you like water.
No, there you go, Captain. That's what I'm talking about.
It's raining.
About them Oregon Ducks. Yeah. Anyway, the Green Bay Packers, 24-10 over the Washington football team. A lot of controversy going up there, Captain. Daniel Snyder was the one who leaked out the John Gruden email, so we shall see how that transpires up in the good old Capitol our wonderful country. I know you were talking about some things about our country before you and I got on the air. It is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Also, the Tennessee Titans beat the Kansas City Chiefs 27-3. It's like Kansas City, 1 week they look like Super Bowl contenders. Next week you think they're the bottom of the barrel.
Mahone got bopped pretty good. What's his status?
He's concussed, and it was late in the third quarter. They only had 3 points up to that stage of the game. I mean, it's just they beat them up good. Tennessee had the right game plan. Vrabel is a good coach for the Tennessee Titans. He really is. He's played under Belichick up there in New England, and he's learned how to coach properly. Speaking of New England, man, they killed the Jets. That was a travesty. I mean, what kind of a game was that? 54-13? Man, that's just New York didn't even show up either. But there's jump points there at the end of the game. Now, surprisingly, the Atlanta Falcons and Miami Dolphins game was a good ball game. Atlanta won last second field goal, 30-28.
Yep.
They're having problems down there in South Florida. Just can't seem to find a way to get a victory. They had the game won and then they blew it. I don't know what's going to happen with that franchise, but they're in disarray from the glory days.
Well, there's a move down there to trade for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. I don't know how that's going to play. You know, he has legal issues. He's having contract issues. That's why we're in a situation. The Texans think they're going to get a bunch of first-round draft choice picks for him, please. No, not going to happen. So, they're asking, Cadillac price for a Volkswagen, and that's never going to work. Now, the one New York team, the Giants, they won 25-3 over the Carolina Panthers. I tell you, Captain, a lot of disparity this year in the NFL as far as the parity, the games, just they're not as competitive as they were last year and the year before. I don't know what they're going to do about this, but something just doesn't make sense. Cincinnati beat the Baltimore Ravens 41-17.
Yeah.
Baltimore's been on a roll. Just doesn't seem to be the consistency that like before.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking about John Gruden, no longer with the Raiders. They won 33-22.
Yep.
So they played well against Philadelphia. That was a good game. And then Detroit, they can't seem to find a way to get a win, but they try to stay competitive. I'll give them that. The LA Rams only beat them 28-19. So they're trying to, hang in there. I think really the worst team in the National Football League is the Houston Texans, Captain. I mean, 5 points yesterday.
How did they get five points?
Yeah, good old safety. It's just amazing. They've probably averaged 7 points a game, Captain. It's terrible. I mean, you just can't win the National Football League like that.
All right.
And then the Tampa Buccaneers won 38-3 over the Chicago Bears.
Now, let's talk about the Buccaneers for a minute because they left 17. They left 17 points on the table by going for fourth down end zone, touchdowns in the end zone that they didn't get. So had they gotten those touchdowns, that would have been six. But let's just say they would have gotten the field goals. That would have been six more points, right? And they missed one field goal. So that would have made it, 44-3?
Yeah, 3, yes.
All right, listen, we got a caller that probably wants to ask you a question. You ready?
Go for it.
Backgammon Bob, what's your question for the Sports Zone quarterback?
Yes, sir, Captain. How good is Tom Brady? And he's playing really good at 44 years old.
How good is Tom Brady? Greatest player of all time there, Backgammon Bob. Greatest player. And what did he do yesterday? Touchdown 600, 601, 602.
Yep. He had a great game, and Tampa Bay's on a roll. They got all their players back.
Yep.
They have some injuries in the defense, but obviously it didn't show that much.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The defense yesterday was lights out. Lights out. Yep.
So the next man up is stepping up. So
yeah,
should be interesting next week. Tampa Bay, New Orleans, little rematch.
You got to get this right. They're going to New Orleans.
There you go.
Going to New Orleans.
And get an old James Winston.
To play the who dat's new New Orleans Saints. Who dat?
That's it. It should be an interesting game. I'm hoping for a good one because they had a week to prepare. Sean Payton's an excellent planner when it comes to a football game. So,
and they beat the Bucs the first time around.
Not this year, but last year they did.
No, right, they played them earlier, didn't they?
No, that was the Rams who put it on them. So, no, this will be the first time the Saints and Bucs are playing this year.
Yeah,
so
I was thinking we already played them, but oh well.
Yeah, no big deal. And then we'll see how they play going to New Orleans, like you just said. I think it'll be a great game. I think they'll win, but I wouldn't be surprised if they
It's going to be a barn burner for sure.
Yes, sir.
I don't think anybody's going to. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to let the people know, Captain, the Minneapolis Colts won 30-18 over the San Francisco 49ers. People went to bed early and waking up now. They give them the update if they were on the road driving.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I see my time is up, sir. God bless you. Thank you again for having me on. And if I can help out anybody with Medicare, please, I'll be down in Denny's in Sun City Center, Florida. Denny's in Sun City Center, Florida at 11:30. And they're giving a little Medicare seminar 101. So,
and are you going to make it to Mission Barbecue this week?
I will be at Mission Barbecue tomorrow at 11:30.
There you
go, sir, Captain.
The guys that come in there. There you go. Mm-hmm. All righty.
So,
super.
That's Mark. Thanks, Cap.
Yep.
God bless. Have a wonderful week.
All right. Thank you. Okay, Patrick Hyland, and we're going to see him tomorrow at Mission Barbecue for our Have Lunch with the Captain series. So stop on over there and check him out. He might be able to help you out. Now, this portion of the program, final little jolt here, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, good morning to Melanie. Good morning to Thomas. Good morning to Laura. Good morning to Karen. Good morning to Elise. Elise is saying that he's ready to join the military. Okay, well, how about that? He says, I'm 18 and I'm ready to join the military. Okay, way to go. And good morning to Don. Don just chimed in. And hello to Clint. Clint was just making a comment about Alec Baldwin. The last person to have custody of the weapon is the person that they will find responsible for negligence. Well, probably that's the way I'm thinking, but we'll see what type of a legal defense we're going to have here, because that's the way it normally works. You're supposed... The cardinal sin, okay, of any gun is when you take a weapon from someone else, always assume it's loaded. And you have to check to make sure that it's not. And in the case of a revolver, you point the barrel up in the air, you pull the cylinder out, and then you let the bullets drop down so you make sure you got what you think you got instead of what you wound up with. Because it appears that Baldwin had 6 live rounds in that old cowboy six-shooter of his. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, we'll be back tonight. Don't forget, it's all about we the people here in this program. God bless America.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.